Hallelujah. Okay, so I was we just came from the Europe conference.
Vi har kommit från den Europakonferensen.
And the word that gave me the word that Lord gave me was the vessels of his power.
Det ordet som Gud gav meg der at vi altså verktøy eller kar for hans kraft.
And as I was thinking what I should share in this service,
og når jeg tenkte på hva jeg skulle dele I denne gudstjenesten,
I just feel that it was not just a word for Europe conference, it's the word for Europe.
Så følte jeg at det var ikke bare for denne Europakonferansen, men det et ord for Europa.
That God is calling the European church back to the real Christianity.
At Gud kaller den europeiske kirke tilbake til virkelig kristendom.
Let me say that again. God is calling the European church back to the real Christianity.
Ja, la oss si det igjen. Gud kaller den europeiske kirke tilbake til ekte kristendom.
You know why? Because we have made Christianity about persuasive words of human wisdom.
Fordi at vi har gjort kristendommen til det å prøve å overbevise mennesker med menneskelig visdom.
Apostle Paul says, for when I come to you, I did not come with the persuasive words of human wisdom.
Men Paulus han sa, når jeg kom til dere, kom jeg ikke med overbevisende ord av visdom.
But I have come in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
Men jeg har kommet I demonstrasjonen av ånden og kraften.
So that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but of power of God.
Så din tro ikke skal hvile på menneskers visdom, men på Guds kraft.
Amen. Because we can make nice sermons.
For vi kan lage til fine gudstjenester.
That makes you feel good.
Som får deg til å føle deg bra.
But guess what?
Men yet,
nice sermons don't set anyone free.
Men fine gudstjenester setter ingen fri.
And as I always say, Jesus did not come to this earth to be nice.
Og som jeg har sagt, Jesus kom ikke til denne verden for å være hyggelig.
When I met some people here and in US and Western countries, they say, oh, just be nice.
Når jeg møter folk her I USA eller også I Europa, så får jeg beskjed om bare være hyggelig.
Jesus didn't come to be nice.
Men Jesus kom ikke for å være
hyggelig.
The
Bible says in 1 John 3:8, for this reason the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of devil.
For denne grunn ble Guds sønn åpenbart for han skulle knuse djevelens gjerninger.
Amen.
1. Johannes 3:8.
We have made the mind as king.
Men vi har gjort vårt sinn til konge. Vår tanke til konge.
If we are not able to understand it with our mind, then we don't want it.
Hvis vi ikke kan forstå det med våre tanker, så vil vi ikke ha det.
Well then, how can you believe in the gospel because it is not of the mind?
Men hvordan kan du da tro på evangeliet for det ikke av sinnet, av tankene?
Christianity was not born from mind, it was born from the Spirit of the living God.
Kristendommen ble ikke født fra et menneskes sinn, men av Guds ånd.
Because guess what, today?
Men I dag?
ChatGPT can write better sermons than many pastors.
Ja, altså, kunstig intelligens kan skrive bedre prekener enn mange pastorer.
Just go to ChatGPT, write something, give me a sermon on anything, righteousness, faith, joy.
Altså, ja. Kunstig intelligens, du kan bare skrive inn og få en hvilken som helst preken.
It will give you a better sermon with better points.
Gir en bedre preken med bedre poeng.
But guess what? It is not anointed.
Men det ikke salvet.
And because it is not anointed, it cannot set anyone free.
Fordi det ikke salvet, så setter det ingen fri.
And that's why God is saying to the European church, come back to the Christianity of power.
Derfor sier Gud til europeiske menigheten, kom til kristendommen og kraften.
You know, we are trying to argue with people.
Vi prøver å argumentere med mennesker.
Intellectually.
Og intellektuelt.
Jesus didn't do that.
Men det gjorde ikke Jesus.
He sent us to the world.
Han sendte oss til verden.
By giving us his power.
Ved å gi oss sin kraft.
Matthew 28:18, Jesus says, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Now you go and make disciples.
Så all kraft I himmel og på jord har blitt gitt til meg. Gå derfor ut og gjør disipler. Matteus 28:18.
Amen.
Amen.
We have made it about a set of rules.
Mens vi har gjort det til et sett med regler.
Because what would you do in a country like where I've come from, where there are 1.5 billion people?
Hva gjør du I et land som jeg kommer fra, hvor det 1,5 milliarder mennesker?
How will you preach the gospel to them?
Hvordan skal du forkynne evangeliet til dem?
Will you tell them stories from the Bible?
Vill du fortelle historier
Guess
fra Bibelen?
They have more stories than you.
Men skal jeg si deg en ting, de har flere historier enn dere.
They are not interested in stories.
De ikke interessert I historier.
They have 33 million gods and goddesses.
De har 33 millioner guder og gudinner.
What will you do?
Hva skal du gjøre?
You cannot convince them with your mind.
Du klarer ikke å overbevise dem med ditt selv.
You have to become a vessel of God's power and demonstrate that the God that you're preaching about is a living God.
Du nødt til å være et redskap av kraft så du demonstrerer at det en levende Gud som virker gjennom.
That's why before Jesus was sending the disciples, he said, tarry in Jerusalem unless you get my power.
Derfor Jesus sa til disiplen, forbli I Jerusalem til dere får blir ikledd kraft.
Because without my power,
for uten denne kraften,
you cannot be my witnesses.
Kan dere ikke være mine vitner.
The thing that makes you a witness of Lord Jesus Christ is the power of the Holy Spirit.
Det som gjør at den Herre Jesus Kristi vitne den Hellige Ånds kraft.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, our Lord is amazing.
Herren forunderlig.
What does he do?
Hva han gjør?
When Europeans get very comfortable.
Når europeerne får det veldig sånn.
He sends someone from India to wake the church.
Når de europeerne blir veldig komfortable, så sender han noen fra India.
And saying, you need to come back to where you started from.
Og fortell dere, kom tilbake til der dere begynte.
And take the limits off God.
Og ta begrensningene bort
fra Gud. And believe the impossible once again.
Og tro på det umulige igjen.
And come to the place where you can again say, with our God, all things are possible.
Og kom til et sted hvor du sier, med Gud alle ting mulig.
Amen.
Amen.
We cannot argue people to heaven.
Vi kan ikke argumentere med mennesker.
Just open a blind eye. Open a blind eye.
Men åpne blinde øyne.
Open a deaf ear.
Åpne et døvt øre.
Pray for a person who has cancer and let him get healed.
Be for en som har kreft og la ham bli helbredet.
Guess what? They cannot deny that.
Det kan de ikke fornekte.
They can argue with you theologically.
Teologisk kan de argumentere med deg.
But when you start to walk in the power of God,
men når du begynner å vandre I Guds kraft,
they cannot deny it.
Så kan de ikke fornekte det.
You know, every Sunday, there are people coming to our church, some of them have never even heard the name of Jesus.
Hver søndag det mennesker som kommer til vår menighet som aldri har hørt Jesu navn.
They have done everything that they could do.
De har gjort alt det de kunne gjøre.
They have worshipped, they have sacrificed, they have done everything.
De har offret, de har tilbedt, de har gjort alt du kan tenke deg.
They are still the same.
Men de fremdeles.
And they come to church.
Og så kommer de I
And first Sunday,
og første søndagen,
the power of God heals them from cancers. Their son who is paralyzed gets up from the wheelchair, starts walking. What will they do? They give their life to the God of all flesh, that is Lord Jesus Christ.
Første gang de kommer, de blir helbredet fra kreft. Sønn blir reist opp fra å være lam. Og hva skjer da? Jo, de gir sitt liv til Jesus Kristus.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I was born in a Hindu family.
Jeg ble født I en hindu-familie.
And when I got saved,
og når jeg ble frelst,
I asked God one question.
Så spurte jeg et spørsmål til Gud.
I said, God, what is Christianity?
Jeg spurte Gud, hva kristendommen?
What is Christianity?
Hva kristendommen?
And this is what he told me.
Og dette det han
sa. He said, the union of God and man is Christianity.
At kristendommen enheten, foreningen mellom Gud og mennesker.
In the womb of Mary,
og så I Marias
God and man became one.
Ble altså Gud og menneske ett I hennes mage, kan du si. Ja. I morslivet.
And this is the mystery.
Og dette mysteriet.
You should know what does it even mean to be a Christian.
Du skulle vite hva det betyr å være en kristen.
You're not Christian because your name is John or David or any of those names.
Ikke fordi at navnet ditt John eller David eller noen av de navnene.
It's not your name that makes you Christian.
Det ikke navnet som gjør deg kristen.
It's the anointed one who lives in you. It is that person who makes you a Christian.
Det den salvete som bor I deg som gjør deg til en kristen.
Because Jesus Christ, you know, Christ is not his surname.
Jesus Kristus, det sånn at Kristus etternavnet?
Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, which means the anointed one.
Men det ordet kommer fra gresk Christos, som betyr den salvede.
And when the anointed one lives in you,
og når den salvede bor I deg,
you are a Christian.
Så är du en kristen.
Amen. The Bible says in Acts 10:38 how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and with power, that he went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed by devil, for God was with him.
Ja. Så står det i Apostlagärningarna 10:38 att Jesus gick runt och gjorde gott och helbredade alla de som var undertryckt av djävulen.
Amen.
Amen.
If you are a Christian,
om du är en kristen.
If you are a Christian,
om du är en kristen.
Then you have an assignment.
Så har du ett uppdrag.
The assignment is to destroy the works of devil.
Uppdraget är att ödelägga fiendens gärningar.
You should know who you are. What does it even mean to be a Christian?
Du bör veta vem du är. Vad betyder att vara en kristen?
A Christian simply means somebody who is anointed with the power of God.
En kristen betyder att någon är salvet med Guds kraft.
Why do you think the disciples turned the world upside down?
Varför tror du disciplinerna vände upp ner på världen?
Not because they were preaching nice sermons.
Inte för att de förkynte så fina
predikningar. But they were demonstrating that the Jesus Christ they were preaching about is a real, real powerful God.
Men de demonstrerade att den Jesus de förkynte är en verkliga mäktige Gud.
Amen.
Amen.
God has sent us with an assignment, with a mandate to demonstrate His power.
Gud har gett oss ett uppdrag att demonstrera hans kraft, och vi har fått mandat till det.
We have to become the vessels of his power.
Vi är nött till att vara redskapet för hans kraft.
So many people think, oh, it's demons are only in Africa and India.
Någon som tänker att demoner är bara i Afrika och Indien.
Are you crazy?
Är du sprö?
I mean, like, people here are committing suicides. They are mentally unstable. There are people who are depressed. What is that? That's the work of the devil.
Ja, men vad är det som sker här då? Vilket djävulen? Folk är deprimerade. De begår självmord. De är psykiskt ustabila.
As demons are working in India and Africa, I have a news for you. So demons are working in Norway and in every European country.
Jag har nyheter för dig. Dessa demoner som är i Indien och Afrika, de jobbar här i Norge och Europa.
I'm sorry, I'm being straightforward. That's the only way I know how to preach the gospel.
Jag beklagar, jag är väldigt rätt fram, men det enda måten jag vet hur jag ska förkynna evangeliet.
I have not come here to make you happy. I have come here to set you free from religious tradition.
Jag kommer för att göra dig glad, men för att sätta dig fri.
And then I'll go back, and then.
Och då så drar jag tillbaka.
If you don't like me, you can talk to Pastor Olaf.
Och hvis du ikke liker meg, så ta en prat med Pastor Olaf her.
But I'll preach the truth.
Men jeg forkynner sannheten. Vil forkynne sannheten.
It's time you know who you are.
Det er på tide du vet hvem du er.
You are not ordinary people.
Dere ikke vanlige mennesker.
You are not powerless.
Dere ikke kraftløse.
The Bible Jesus said in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power when Holy Spirit comes upon you and you shall be my witnesses.
Ja, apostlene 1:8, du skal få kraft i den hellige ånd kommer over dere og dere skal være mine vittner.
Amen.
Amen.
And this anointing will first set you free.
Denne salvelsen vil først sette deg fri.
Will first deliver you.
Vil først befri deg.
And will then make you a deliverer for others.
Og så blir du en frigjører for andre.
And this anointing is here.
Og denne salvelsen.
And if there is anybody in this room, which I'm sure there are many people.
Og finnes det noen i dette rommet? Faktisk er det flere her.
If you are depressed,
om du er nedtrykt,
guess what I have news for you? That's an oppression of the devil.
Da er det en undertrykkelse.
You're always sorrowful.
Om du är,
that's an oppression of
om
the
du
devil.
Är full av sorg, så är det en undertryckelse av djävulen.
Devil is oppressing people in different areas.
Djävulen undertrycker människor på olika områden.
And the anointing is designed to set you free.
Men salvelsen är designad för att sätta dig fri.
You know, one day I was talking to Peter. We were coming to Credo Church, and he was telling me of all the young people who are committing suicide in Norway now.
Ja, vi kom var på väg till Kredkyrkan och vi snackade om alla med Peter och jag snackade med honom och snackade om alla dessa unga som begår självmord i Norge.
Think about this. I mean, like, it's such a beautiful country.
Tänk på det här, det är så vackert ett land.
You guys are one of the most prosperous nation.
Du är en av de mest välstående nationerna.
So beautiful.
Så vackert.
Then why aren't people happy?
Så varför är inte folk glada?
Because happiness has nothing to do with what's outside. You don't live from outside in, you live from inside out.
Jo, för det att vara glad har inte med det yttre att göra, men du lever från insidan och ut.
You can live in a big mansion and drive a big car, but you can be bound from inside. And guess what? That's not a real life that Jesus came to give you.
Du kan ha et svært hus og en flott bil, men allikevel ikke leve med glede fra innsiden, og du kan være bundet.
So the real blessing,
den virkelige velsignelsen,
is to be free.
Å være fri.
To walk in freedom.
Og vandre
I frihet. The Bible says it is for freedom Christ has set you free.
Det til frihet Kristus har frigjort dere, sier Bibelen.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not these material things that can make you fulfilled and happy in life.
Det ikke disse materielle tingene som kan gjøre deg glad og tilfreds.
The Bible says in Romans 14:17 that the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Bibelen sier rettferdighet, glede og fred I den hellige ånd. Romerne 14:17.
I have a news for you.
Det Guds rike.
If you are filled with the Holy Spirit,
om du fylt med den hellige ånd,
you will be filled with joy.
Så vil du bli fylt med glede.
You will be a person. You will not even know what depression means.
Da kjenner du faktisk ikke til hva,
you will not even know what oppression means.
Og det å være undertrykt, å leve undertrykt.
And this is your Heavenly Father's desire.
Og dette din himmelske fars ønske.
That you live filled with His Spirit.
At du lever fylt av Hans ånd.
And become a vessel of His power.
Og være et redskap for Hans kraft.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is coming back
Jesus
for a powerful, blemishless bride.
Jesus kommer tilbake for en mektig, lytefri brud.
Amen. I'm telling you, you know, a man of God called Smith Wigglesworth.
En Guds mann, Smith Wigglesworth.
Amazing man of God.
En forunderlig Guds mann.
And he said, the last before Jesus comes.
Og han sa det at det siste
the last outpouring, the last revival will be one of the greatest revivals mankind has ever seen.
Den siste vekkelsen som kommer før Jesus kommer tilbake vil være den største som menneskeheten har sett.
And he said a sign of that revival will be that it will be the word and the spirit coming together.
Og han sa at et tegn på at denne vekkelsen kommer når ordet og altså den hellige ånds salvelse går hånd I hånd.
A generation is rising up.
En generasjon reiser seg opp.
Lovers of the word of God.
De som elsker ordet.
And those who are filled with the spirit of God.
De som fylt med den hellige ånd.
Amen. The most unbiblical thing that I see in the world is
det mest ubibelske jeg ser I verden.
Sad Christians.
Triste.
A sad Christian is unbiblical.
Og det å være en trist kristen ikke bibelsk.
Oh, but pastor, we are, I'm just a man.
Men så sier, å, men pastor, jeg jo bare et menneske.
You cannot be a Christian and just a man.
Men du kan ikke være en kristen og bare et menneske.
Because Christian means somebody who is anointed by God. He is a set apart, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
Men en som kristen et kongelig presteskap, han satt til side av Gud.
You need some joy of the Holy Ghost.
Derfor trenger du glede av den hellige ånd.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I say this. It was easier for God to part the Red Sea.
Jeg sier det. Det var lettere for Gud å dele Rødehavet.
Than to part the lips of some Christians.
Enn å dele leppene til noen kristne.
They have made a vow. We'll always be like this.
Ja, de har sverget på at de kommer alltid til å være sånn.
I pray today you take an overdose of joy and go home.
And become vessels that are filled with joy.
That wherever you go, you spread joy.
So, uansett hvor du går, så sprer du glede.
You know, there was a movie. I saw a movie about Jesus.
Jeg så en film som handler om Jesus.
And they chose the most sad-looking Jesus in that movie.
Og de valgte en veldig trist, altså en som spilte Jesus så veldig trist ut.
He looked sad and depressed.
Han så lei seg ut og deprimert.
But that's not how Jesus was. The Bible says he was anointed with the oil of gladness more than his peers.
Men sånn det, var han ikke, for han så han salva med glede mer enn sine med.
So in this movie, Jesus is saying this.
Så på filmen så Jesus sånn som dette her.
My joy.
Min glede.
I give unto you. And I was like, Jesus, there isn't any joy.
Men Jesus var ingen glede.
And that's how so many Christians are today.
Men det så mange kristne I dag.
If we know who we are.
Men hvis vi vet hvem vi
we will be filled with joy.
Så blir vi fylt med glede.
If you are missing joy,
om du savner glede I ditt
you
liv,
are missing one third of the kingdom.
Så går du glipp av en tredjedel av Guds rike.
Because the kingdom of God
for Guds rike
is righteousness,
er rettferdighet,
peace,
fred,
and joy
og glede
in the Holy Spirit.
I den hellige ånd.
Amen. And I'm telling you, living in joy is such a blessing. When you are joyful and free from inside, you don't even care what car you're driving and how big your house is.
Når du har glede og lever fra innsiden, så bryr du ikke deg om hvilken bil eller hvilken bil du kjører eller hus du bor I.
You're not trying to satisfy yourself by these external things.
Prøv ikke å tilfredsstille deg selv med disse ytre tingene.
Inside.
Men fra innsiden.
You are free.
Er du fri?
You're living in the joy of the Lord.
Du lever I gleden I Herren.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord wants to do that with His church.
Og Herren ønsker å gjøre det med sin menighet.
And let me talk to some people here, because whenever I talk to people, they say, yeah, Pastor, India really needs it. And I was like, what about Europe? Don't you guys need it?
Så mange som sier, ja, Pastor, India trenger virkelig dette.
Don't people die here of cancer and AIDS
Men,
and sicknesses?
Men trenger ikke dere det? Dør ikke folk av kreft her?
Are you telling me that every sick person here gets healed in the hospital?
Det sånn at alle her blir helbredet på sykehuset?
European church, let's put our faith back in Lord Jesus Christ more than medical doctors.
Europeiske kirke, la oss sette vår tro mer på Jesus enn doktorene, legene.
Praise God for all the doctors.
Takk Gud for alle
They
legene.
They are on our side.
De på
We
vår
are fighting
side.
The same enemy.
De bekjemper samme
Every
fiende.
Sickness and disease is a work of the devil.
Ja, altså, hver sykdom og plage fra djevelen.
If it was not for doctors,
om det ikke var for legene,
most of the Christians would be dead by now.
Så jo mange av de fleste kristne
so
hadde vært
død. So praise God for all the doctors. So get all the medical help you can.
Så ta imot medisinsk hjelp.
But don't make medical science your God.
Men la ikke medisinsk vitenskap være din kilde.
Healing comes from Lord Jesus Christ's broken back.
Helbredelse kommer fra Jesus Kristus.
Amen.
Amen.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
Han ble knust for våre misgjerninger.
He was crushed for our transgressions.
Han ble brutt for våre.
And by his stripes,
og ved hans sår,
we are healed.
Vi helbredet.
Oh, but so whenever I meet people, they're like, but you know what? God moves because it's needed in Africa and India.
Oh, yes, Gud beveger seg spesielt der, for det er så stor behov I India og Afrika.
Oh, we know that there are not very nice hospitals in India.
Men
Yeah, that's what they don't know it.
Yeah. Men det de ikke vet, vi har veldig gode sykehus.
Well, I have news for you. Now we have the best hospitals in the world and the best doctors.
Men jeg har nyheter. Vi har de beste legene og de beste sykehusene I India.
I mean, just think about it. How crazy it is like the way some people think.
Ja, men så sprøtt hvordan folk tenker og ser på
They're ting. Like, God is not healing people because now there is better medical science. What?
Og så tenker de at Gud ikke helbreder, for nå det bedre medisinsk hjelp å få. What?
Then he has to change his name. His name is no longer Jehovah Rapha.
Men det betyr at Gud har endret navnet. Han ikke lenger Jehovah Rapha, Herren vår lege.
You cannot say that God is the great I am.
Da kan du ikke si at Gud sier,
Then his name should be, I am the great I was.
Da kan ikke Gud si, jeg lenger, men da vil han si, jeg var.
I used to heal people when there were no hospitals.
Jeg brukte å helbrede mennesker når det ikke fanns sykehus.
But now, because there are hospitals,
men nu når det sykehus,
I don't heal people.
Så helbreder jeg ikke mennesker.
I don't give joy anymore.
Jeg gikk bort glede lenger.
Because there's nitrogen gas.
Det sånn,
How crazy it is the way we think.
Lystgass, heter det.
The Bible says, my Bible says, and your Bible says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he never, ever changes.
Men min Bibel sier at han forandrer seg aldri, han samme I går og I dag, ja, til evig tid.
You know, I mean, like, all these people are witnesses, and it's all there in our pages. You can see it online.
Alle disse vitner, og dere kan se det online.
Doctors who get incurable diseases, they are coming to our church and getting healed and testifying. I'm a medical doctor.
Men nå det altså leger som kommer med uhelbredelige sykdommer.
And Jesus Christ has healed me.
Og Jesus, og forteller, Jesus Kristus har helbredet meg.
Because where do you go when the medical science cannot help you anymore.
Og hvor går du når den medisinske hjelpen ikke kan hjelpe deg?
Because medical science has a limitation, but Jesus Christ has no limitation.
For medisinsk hjelp har en begrensning, men Jesus Kristus har ingen begrensning.
And if we can go back to the place where we can believe that for our God all things are possible.
Men hvis vi kan gå tilbake til det stedet hvor vi tror med Gud alle ting mulig.
You are going to see miracles, signs and wonders that will boggle your mind.
Så vil du se tegn og under og helbredelse som vil sprenge hjernen.
Okay, so the Bible says Jesus is the same.
So Bibelen sier det at Jesus
he hasn't changed.
Han forandrer seg ikke.
That means he's doing the same things.
Det betyr at han gjør de samme tingene.
But you know what? He went to his own country.
Men du vet at han var I sitt eget land.
And people said, oh, you know who he is.
Og
we know his brothers and sisters.
Det hjemtraktene hans. He's a carpenter's son.
And the Bible says Jesus could not do mighty miracles there.
Og så står det faktisk at Jesus ikke kunne gjøre mektige gjerninger.
Even though Jesus was doing the same things everywhere, but where people were casual towards him, where...
Men der folk ikke tok han seriøst, altså han kunne gjøre alt overalt, men når han kom til hjemtraktene...
Where people became familiar.
Når de ble på en måte så vant til han, de forakte han også.
And I guess we have become very familiar with the church.
Og kanskje vi blir sånn også I menigheten.
Oh, it's Sunday,
så hjemmevante.
What do we do? It's a nice thing to go to church. Let's go to church.
Ja, det liksom det riktige. Det en fin greie å gå til gudstjeneste.
We don't go to church because it's a nice thing to go to church.
Men vi går ikke til gudstjeneste fordi det
noe fint å gjøre. We go to church to encounter the living God.
Men vi går jo til gudstjeneste for å møte den levende Gud.
Jesus said, if two or three will gather in my name, I will manifest myself there.
Men Jesus sa, om to og tre samles I mitt navn, der vil jeg oppenbare meg.
Amen. Do you know that your faith works according to your expectation?
Vet du at troen virker I samsvar med din forventning?
What do you expect when you come to church?
Hva forventer du når du kommer til gudstjeneste?
If you expect nothing,
om du ikke forventer noe,
guess what? That's exactly what you'll get.
Da det nøyaktig det som kommer til å skje.
Nothing.
Ingenting.
But if you expect, I am going to get an encounter from God.
Men hvis du forventer jeg får et møte med Gud,
then that is what the Lord will do for you.
Så det Herren vil gjøre.
And when I was thinking about this, you know, in every other religion,
du vet, I enhver annen religion,
people have to work hard
så må folk jobbe hardt,
they will earn power.
Slik at de kan fortjene
these kraften. Witch doctors,
disse heksedoktorene,
they have to go to graveyard and do all of those weird things.
De går, gjør en masse merkelige ting, de drar på gravplasser og så videre.
But it's only in Christianity.
Men det bare I kristendommen.
That we don't achieve power, we receive power.
Hvor vi ikke oppnår kraft, men vi tar imot kraft.
All that you have to do is believe.
Alt det du må gjøre.
And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
og når den Hellige Ånd kommer over deg,
you are going to receive power.
Så skal du få kraft.
It's a free gift.
Det helt gratis gave.
Power to become witnesses of Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Kraft til å være Herren Jesus Kristi vitner.
How many of you here want to see Credo Church explode?
Hvor mange her som ønsker å se at Credo Church
not explode as in
explodere på den måten, men
explode with people, souls, signs, wonders, miracles. Come on, if you want that revival, show me hands.
At sjeler skal komme, at mennesker skal komme.
Then you have a part to play. You have a part to play.
Da har du en viktig del å bidra med.
You will have to believe.
Du må tro.
And you will have to become that witness.
Og så må du være det vitne.
You'll have to become a church that becomes bold for signs, wonders, and miracles.
En menighet som blir frimodig med tegn og under for Jesus.
Amen. Because wherever the power of God is manifested, crowds will come.
For uansett hvor Guds kraft åpenbares, vil folkemengdene komme.
And we have to be bold.
Og vi nødt til å være frimodige.
Because you will be attacked.
For du blir angrepet.
Media will speak about you.
Media vil snakke
mot deg. They are doing the same things about us in India. It's the same devil. Please understand it. It's the same devil.
It's the same God. Det samme Gud, men det også samme djevelen.
But God is looking for those bold people who will stand up unashamed for the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth and say, we will not back down, we will not dilute the gospel because we want to please everyone.
Ja, men Gud ser etter de frimodige som står, vi vil ikke rygge, vi vil ikke trå tilbake igjen, for vi vil stå for evangeliet.
Amen. And now we are seeing When I came here first time, we were 700 people. In 1.5 year, we have crossed 5,000 people.
Yeah. So first time I came here for 1.5 years, so we were in menigheten hans 700, and we passed 5,000.
Now. I understand 5,000 is not a lot of people, but
jeg skjønner det at 5,000 ikke så mye.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you see the population of India.
Hvis du sammenligner med befolkningen i India, så er det
mye. We need to be 5 million.
Da må vi bli 5 millioner.
Is that possible?
Er det mulig?
God says, do you believe it's possible?
Tror du
and
at det
er mulig? And if you say yes, if you have the audacity to believe for it, God has the ability to perform it.
Hvis du har den frimodigheten og tro for det, så har Gud evnen til at det skal skje.
Amen? So I know it's not many people.
Det er ikke mange mennesker.
But hear this. In Delhi,
men i Delhi,
the average church size is less than 100.
Så er den gjennomsnittlige menighetsstørrelsen mindre enn 100.
Can you imagine in a place where the church is not getting any breakthrough because we became bold and because we said, Lord, we will not dilute the gospel. And with the spirit of faith, we started to build the church.
Men fordi at vi valgte å være frimodige og ved Guds kraft, så bygde vi en menighet. Og vi vil ikke gå på kompromiss med evangeliet.
Yesterday, as we were praying in Pastor David's house, I just had a very tremendous encounter with the Lord.
Og i går mens vi ba i Pastor Davids sitt hus, så hadde jeg et mektig møte med Gud.
And he said, as you stand tomorrow to preach at Credo,
når du står opp og preker i morgen på Credo,
I want you to proclaim this,
så vil jeg at du skal proklamere
I have sent you to Credo,
at jeg har sendt deg til Credo
with an assignment.
Med et oppdrag.
I am telling you, I have not come here because I wanted to. I am a sent one. I have been sent by Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. So jeg sier til dere, jeg kom ikke her fordi at jeg ville det, men jeg sendt av Herren Jesus Kristus.
Amen. And hear the words that I'm telling you because you're going to see them happen very soon.
Og dette ord som jeg sier, for det kommer til å skje, se det skje snart.
What we are seeing in Delhi,
det som vi ser i Delhi,
is not for Delhi.
Er ikke alone. For Delhi alene.
It's for the kingdom.
Det er for riket, Guds rike.
You guys, because you are our family in the spirit.
Men dere som vår familie i ånden.
You know what happened? When Peter got a breakthrough.
Du vet hva som skjedde når Peter ville ha et gjennombrudd?
When Peter got a breakthrough, his boat was filled with fishes.
Så da ble hans båt full med fisk.
And there were more fishes.
Og så kom det mer med
fisk. So he called John's boat.
Og så fikk de da, Johannes måtte komme med båten, så den også ble fylt med fisk.
The same grace that is manifesting in Delhi will be the same grace that will start manifesting in Credo, and you will hear about signs, wonders, and miracles that you have never heard in your life.
Ja, det samme nåde som åpenbarer seg i Delhi vil bli åpenbart her i Credo, og dere vil høre ryktene.
Do you believe that?
Tror du på det?
Do you believe that?
Tror du på det?
Come on, if you believe that, can I hear your loud amen?
Hvis du tror det, kan jeg få høre amen.
Now it feels like home.
Nå føles det som hjemme.
One guy was telling me, oh brother, actually church should be very quiet and peaceful. I was like cemetery?
Så var en som forberedte meg, og denne gudstjenesten blir veldig
because
stille.
Quiet and
er det som å gå i begravelse? Nei, som en gå på en begravelses
quiet and peaceful is graven. It's a graveyard, right?
Ja.
Can you imagine you went to a celebration, a wedding is happening, there's a celebration, everybody's like this.
Kan du forestille et bryllup hvor det er fest, og så alle så alvorlige?
We are celebrating.
Så alle får beskjed om, vær stille, vi feirer.
If there is celebration, there has to be noise.
And hvis det er feiring, så må det være lyd.
What has the church? Are we a cemetery or are we the house of God where we are celebrating the victory of Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth?
Er vi på gravplassen, eller er vi Jesus seirende kirke som feirer?
So don't celebrate like this.
Så er vi sånn som sier, shh.
The Bible says, let the righteous be glad.
Men Bibelen sier, la de rettferdige være glade.
Let the righteous be sad.
La de rettferdige
være
trist.
That's how some Christians read it.
Ja, men det er sånn som
some people think being sad is being religious.
De tror at det å være trist er å være religiøs.
Some people think being sad is being godly.
Og de tror det å være trist er gudelig. Gudfryktig.
You know, Abraham offered Isaac.
Abraham offered Isaac.
You know what Isaac means in Hebrew?
Isaac, hva betyr det på hebraisk?
Means joy.
Men det betyr glede.
That's what many people think, that God is after our joy. He wants our joy.
Det är någon som sacrifice your joy. You're too happy.
You are too happy. I don't like you that happy. Come on, give me your
du är för glad. Jag liker dig inte så glad.
I want you to be like this.
Offra din glädje. Jag vill att du ska vara allvarlig.
The Bible says, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice exceedingly.
Men Bibeln säger, låt den rättfärdige glädja sig övervettes, står det. Glädja sig.
The Bible doesn't even say, let the righteous just rejoice.
Bibeln säger inte en gång bara, låt den rättfärdige glädja sig.
The Bible says, let the righteous rejoice exceedingly.
Ja, övervettes står det på den norska. Men alltså, med extrem glädje.
You know what exceedingly means? That means the guy next to you will think, what's this guy's problem?
Det betyder att den som sitter vid din sida lurer på vad är problemet med den här fyren här?
What's wrong? Why are you so happy?
Vad är galt med dig? Varför är du så glad?
Well, I'm happy because I'm righteous.
Ja, men jag är så glad för att jag är rättfärdig.
I'm happy because my sins are forgiven.
Jag är så glad för att synderna är tillgivna.
I'm happy because I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Jag är glad för att jag är välsignad med all ons välsignelse i himmelen i Jesus Kristus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I've come from a long way to make you happy.
Jag kommer långt avstånd att gå ifrån för att göra dig glad.
Your father wants to see you rejoice.
And din far
and live in joy.
Och se dig glädja dig och vara glad.
All the days of your life.
Alla dina livsdagar.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you believe that the church can again become the vessel of his power?
Kan du tro att menigheten igen kan vara hans redskap av kraft?
Let me tell you a testimony about this girl. If you can put her x-ray. So we now do 7 hours prayer all night. Once a month, every night.
En gång i månaden så har vi 7 timers bön. Och detta är ett röntgenbilde av en jente.
7 hours, you will see kids praying. You will see young people praying.
De unga ber, barna ber.
And a mother brought her daughter.
Och en mor som brakte dottern.
Who was planning to commit suicide.
Och hon hade planlagt att begå självmord.
Because of her back, doctor said that she won't survive long.
För att på grund av ryggen så lägen sagt att hon kommer inte att överleva.
We can do 7 surgeries, but because her back, you can see, is so messed up that they said that she could even die while the procedure is happening.
Ja, så de sa att vi kan göra 7 operationer, men på grund av ryggen var så dålig så hon kan dö under operationen.
And she came to the service, and as I was preaching, the Lord just told me, he said, here is a girl here, and not girl, I just saw that there is like this, somebody's collar is like this. Ja, and I just declared that word that God is healing, and instantly this girl got healed.
Ja, så jag bara så för mig mens jag präkade och någon som stod böjd sån och då omedelbart blev den
You will see her picture before, you will see this Sunday we just, and I'm just telling you this fresh testimony, this
Detta
Sunday
är helt nytt vittnesbörd.
We just shared her testimony.
Sist söndag så delte vi den här historien.
Now, okay, if you can show this guy, Amarji, there is another guy who had AIDS, he came to our service.
Det var en som hade AIDS, som kom på gudstjänsten.
And the best thing is, every healing is document has a medical document that they have been healed.
Och vi har alltså dokumentation på var helbredelse.
Oh, but AIDS is incurable, pastor, don't you know that?
Ja, men AIDS är ju ohelbredelig, vet du inte det?
Yeah, I know that, but Jesus doesn't know it.
Jo, jag vet det, men Jesus vet inte om det.
I guess he's not that medically educated.
Han har inte fått sån medicinsk utdannelse, Jesus.
For Jesus, there is no incurable disorder.
För Jesus finns det alltså ingen ohelbredliga sjukdomar.
What is impossible with man is possible with God.
Det som är omöjligt för människa är möjligt för Gud.
So this guy was a gangster.
Denna karen var en gangster.
Got HIV/AIDS. And he went to the doctors, and the doctors told you, you're going to die very soon.
Och lägena sa att du kommer att dö snart.
So he came to our church because somebody had told him that people are getting healed here.
Och så kom han till vår menighet för han hade hört och han hade sagt att folk blir helbredda där.
I still remember he came to me, held my hand, and he said, I don't want to die. Can you save me?
Och han kom till mig, han höll händerna mina och sa, jag önskar inte att dö. Kan du berga mig? Kan du rädda mig?
I prayed for him.
Och jag bad för honom.
But that was not it. I told him, his name is Amarjeet. I said, Amarjeet, if you want to live,
Men jag sa också till Amarjit, "Vis du önskar att leva?"
I said, "You need to make the word of God your food every day."
Så må du göra Guds ord till din dagliga mat.
And every day,
och varje dag,
he started to come to church.
Så kom han till Gud.
And hear a sermon every Sunday sermon. He started to devour it like a man who is been hungry.
Och begär han spiste.
Started to hear the same word hundreds of times.
Han hörde de samma orden hundrevis av gånger.
And with faith went to the doctor.
Och så gick han till lägen i tro.
Got his blood test done.
Och fick blodprövna.
And the reports came.
Och så kom rapporten.
And guess what was there in the report?
Gett vad som stod i rapporten.
No, he was not healed. Don't clap. Not healed. Same HIV.
Det stod alltså i rapporten. Han var framdeles syk, inte helbredet.
Many times we give up too soon on God.
Men många gånger är det vi ger upp lite för.
God doesn't give up on us.
Men we Gud ger inte upp oss, men vi kan ge upp Gud.
You don't see something happening instantly, you give up on God.
Och så hvis du kan se något ske med en gång, så ger du upp Gud.
He came to me discouraged.
Och så kom han till mig och han var skuffad, nedbrutt.
He said, "You said."
Du sa ju.
I did that.
Och vi sa gjorde detta.
I said, "Hold fast your confession of faith."
Så sa jag, du ska hålla fast vid den troens bekännelse.
The Bible says, "Hold fast your confession of faith."
Bibeln säger håll fast vid bekännelsen av din.
He went back and he decided, "This time I will never back down. I will keep speaking the word of God."
Och så bestämde han sig för jag kommer aldrig att sluta. Jag kommer att tala Guds ord.
Kept speaking.
Han fortsatte att
tala.
Kept
declaring the word.
Fortsatte att proklamera.
Hearing the words. He got soaked himself under the word of God.
Han blev genomsyrad av Guds ord.
Went to the doctor again.
Och så gick han till lägen igen.
Reports came.
Så kom rapporten.
HIV positive.
Och han framdeles var positiv.
Kept declaring. Third time.
Men han fortsatte. Tredje gången.
HIV positive.
Han var positiv framdeles.
Fourth time.
Fjärde gången.
HIV positive.
Han var framdeles positiv.
What do you do?
Vad gör du då?
What do you do when you don't see an answer instantly?
Vad gör du när du inte ser omedelbart resultat? Svar.
That's why God wants to give us the mindset of a warrior.
Därför vill Gud ge oss ett sinnelag som en krigare.
We come to a place where we don't doubt on God's integrity.
Vi kommer till ett ställe där vi inte tvivlar på Guds integritet.
If God has said it,
om Gud har sagt det,
it will happen.
Så vill det ske.
Even if I don't see it instantly.
Sällan mycket ser det med en gång.
Amen. Reports can change. God's word will never change.
Also, rapporter kan förändra sig, men Guds ord förändrar sig inte.
Five times.
Fem gånger.
He had gone and got himself tested.
Gick han och fick sig tagit en test.
And then again, as he was meditating, speaking the word.
Och mens han där framdeles mediterade och talade Guds ord.
He started to feel this nudge from the Holy Spirit. Go and get yourself tested.
Så plötsligt kände han en slags tillskyndelse från den helige, gå och testa.
And he went.
Så gick han.
And got himself tested.
Och fick ta en ny pröva.
No virus HIV in his body.
Och det var ingen virus AIDS i blodet.
Many times we think God has given up on us.
Många gånger så tror vi att det är Gud som har gett upp.
Where in reality we give up on God.
Men så är det faktiskt vi som ger upp Gud.
We give up on God.
Vi ger upp Gud.
Devil makes us doubt on the integrity and the ability of God.
Djävulen får oss att tvivla på Guds integritet.
Then we
there is this girl.
There's this girl, she came to a church. Her ovaries were removed surgically.
Så den unga damen kom och så livmodern var fjärnat.
Okay. Now
var det där eller äggstockar?
You don't need to be You don't need to be a doctor to know that ovaries don't grow back.
Och du tror inte vara läge för att veta att det växer inte tillbaka igen.
They're not like nails in here.
Det är inte som naglar eller hår.
Right? But guess what?
Men gett vad?
All things are possible for God.
Allt är möjligt för Gud.
And as it's there on our life service, and as I was preaching, and suddenly I stopped, and Holy Spirit told me,
men det finns på live, så jag präkar och så plötsligt stoppar den.
I'm creating someone's ovaries. So I just declared that. I said, Lord is creating someone's ovaries.
Ja, så hörde jag liksom, Herren skapar någon.
What do you do if Jesus says you this thing, and if you're intellectual, you'll not even say that because you're like, Jesus, don't you know that ovaries?
Men vad sker hvis du hör detta, men så stoppar du dig i sinne och säger, ja, men det är ju inte möjligt.
Jesus, did you go to a biology class?
Jesus, har du Jesus, har du studert biologi?
But I just declared it.
Men jeg sa det ut, proklamerte det.
By faith received it.
Og så denne kvinnen tok da imot
went to the doctor, got her ultrasound, and you will see her report before.
Og så ser du her før rapporten før.
If there is any unbelieving believer in this place, we can send you these reports.
Om det noen som ikke tror på dette her her inne, så kan vi sende rapporten til deg.
But when they did her ultrasound, they found a brand new ovary that was removed.
God gjorde ultralyd, så fant de helt nye.
And while we were coming back, recently we just got a testimony that somebody whose kidney was removed, a new kidney is there in their body.
Vi fikk nettopp et vitnesbyrd om at noen hadde operert bort nyren, men en ny nyre var skapt.
Now, you know, I can see some faces here.
Jeg ser at noen liksom skuler litt på meg.
Come on, bro. Come on.
Kom igjen, bror.
This is too much.
Dette litt for mye.
Well, I guess you don't read your book.
Men kanskje du ikke leser boka di.
In the book,
I boka,
Jesus raised a man who was dead.
Så vekte Jesus opp en mann som var død.
If he can raise a man who was dead for days,
om man kan vekke opp en mann som var død i flere dager, så kan han få organ til å vokse.
All the miracles that Jesus did is in your Bible.
Alle miraklene finnes i Bibelen.
And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he does not change.
Han forandrer seg ikke, han den samme i går og i dag, ja, til evig tid.
And I'm telling you, thousands of people are getting healed.
Og jeg sier det til deg, tusenvis blir helbredet.
You know how? Can I tell you it's so simple?
Kan jeg si det er så enkelt?
It's so simple.
Det er så enkelt.
That only theologians will miss it.
At det bare teologer som kan gå glipp av det.
Jesus said, Father, you have revealed these things to babes and you have hidden it from wise and prudent.
Ja, så Jesus sa, far, du har skjult dette fra de vise, men du har åpenbart det for barna eller for de... Foldige, står det.
Ja. It's so simple.
Det er så enkelt.
That everyone can get their miracle.
At alle kan få sitt mirakel.
If you do what I'm telling you to do now.
Om du gjør det som jeg sier.
And you're like, is it? That's it?
Er det sånn?
Because you know, we have a habit of, we want to see something spectacular. Come on,
pastor,
show me.
Vi har en vane, vi vil se noe spektakulært.
Come on, call down some fire from heaven. Show
vi
me some.
Vi vil liksom kalle ned noe ild fra himmelen.
Let me see the glory cloud. Let me see something so that I believe. But we don't believe the word.
Men så tror vi ikke Guds ord.
That's the problem.
Det er problemet.
We want to believe what we see.
Du vil tro på det du ser, men du vil ikke tro på ordet.
You want to see a miracle?
Du vil se et mirakel?
It's easy.
Det er lett.
Find out a promise.
Finn løftet.
Lay hold of it.
Ta tak i det.
Anchor your life on that promise.
Forankre ditt liv i det løftet.
And meditate on it. Believe it. Confess it. Until your faith is made strong in that area.
Til troen den har blitt sterk på det området.
And as you keep declaring what God has already decreed, you will get what God said you will get.
Mens du fortsetter å proklamere det Gud sa du har fått, så vil du få det du proklamerer. Og Gud har sagt.
All these testimonies are there on our YouTube page.
Alle disse vitnesbyrdene er på YouTube-siden vår.
People, simple people, have never been to Bible college.
Veldig enkle mennesker som ikke har vært på bibelskole.
Thank God they didn't go, because there are some faith-destroying Bible colleges.
For det finnes noen bibelskoler som ødelegger troen. Takk Gud for at de ikke har gått på dem.
You can be simple like a child and believe, if my father said it, I believe it, because he will never change.
Du kan være så enfoldig som et barn og si, hvis han sa det, min far sa det, så tror jeg det.
Just took a promise. Do you know that God gave one promise to Abraham?
Vet du at Gud ga Abraham et løfte?
One promise.
Et løfte.
And that promise, the Bible says, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God.
Og det løftet vek ikke Abraham ifra.
But he became strong in faith by giving glory to God.
Men han ble sterk i troen ved å gi Gud ære.
Do you know how many promises God has for us, for New Testament believers?
Vet du hvor mange løfter Gud har for oss som nytestamentlige troende?
More than 8,000 promises.
Mer enn 8,000 løfter.
If we can just get hold of what God says.
Om vi kan bare få tak i hva Gud sier.
And make it as an anchor in our adverse situation.
och gör det till ett anker I vår vanskliga situation.
And we don't back down.
Och vi icke.
Even if we are feeling symptoms.
Själv när vi följer symptomen.
Guess what? Let me tell you this.
Låt mig fortälla detta.
Healing is not a reward. Healing is a warfare.
Helbredelse är icke en belöning. It is a
warfare.
Det är en andlig krig.
Let me say that again. Healing is a warfare. Healing is not a reward.
Helbredelse är en krig, icke en belöning.
Because you know what so many people say? They say, God, I've been a nice person.
Men Gud, jag har varit så snäll.
I've never did wrong to anyone. Why is this happening to me?
Varför sker detta med mig? Jag har inte gjort något galt mot någon.
It's happening to you because there is an adversary, the devil, who is roaming around like a lion seeking whom he may devour.
Jo, det sker fordi at det en djävel som går runt och ser efter vem man kan sluka som en löve.
Because we are in a warfare.
Fordi vi I krig.
Healing is a warfare.
Så I den förstånden helbredelse
en krig. And if healing is a warfare,
om det
then
krig,
you need to pick up your weapons.
Ja, da må du ta opp våpenet ditt.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God to pulling down of strongholds.
Våra vapen är mäktiga att bryta ner fästningsverk.
You know, I talk to some Christians and I see. The Bible says we are soldiers of the cross, right?
Bibeln säger att vi är soldater av korset.
What happens in an army, for example, a war is going on, and someone gets a bullet, maybe their family member or a friend, they get bullet. What do they do? And if the person dies, do they just say, I don't want to fight anymore, I just give up my weapons, or they fight harder?
Alltså låt oss säga en krig, hvis någon blir död, någon runt dig blir truffad av en kula och dör, vad gör du då?
I've met so many Christians, they say,
jo, du kämpar ännu hardare.
I don't believe in healing because I had a friend and he believed, but nothing happened to him.
Då är det inte sånt att jo, jag har en vän och han.
So what should we do? Should we lay down our weapons?
Jo, för att detta skedde med din vän, ska du lägga ner vapnen dina?
Should we not fight?
Borde du inte kämpa?
No, God is calling us back.
Nej, Gud kallar oss
tillbaka. Take hold of your weapons.
Ta ditt vapen.
I have given you my power. I have given you my authority to resist the enemy.
To stå fienden emot.
When you walk in your authority, you can keep devil grounded.
När du vandrar I auktoritet så kan du hålla fienden nere på backen.
Oh, pastor, but God allowed it in my life.
Och ja, men pastor, det var Gud som tillåt det I livet mitt.
Really?
Var det verkligen det?
Let me give this example.
Låt mig ge dig detta exempel.
Thank you for this thundering silence.
Tack för att det är dun.
I can see
the öredövande stillheten.
I can see that you guys are so filled with enthusiasm.
Jag kan se att du är så fylld med entusiasm.
Okay. Hallelujah. So, let me give you this example.
Låt mig pröva ett exempel.
Let's take an example. There is a policeman who has a gun.
Det är en politiman som har en pistol.
And he's seated in park with his son.
Han
He's sitting in a park on a bench with his son.
Okay, han sitter samman med son sin på en bänk I parken.
And suddenly some people came and they kidnapped his son.
Så kommer det någon plötsligt och kidnappar son.
And he went to the court. He said that my son has been kidnapped.
Och så gick han då till domstolen och sa min son har blivit kidnappad.
There were CCTV cameras there.
Det var videokamera där.
So they just checked the video.
Övervakningskameran.
And they found out.
Och de fant ut.
When these people were kidnapping his son.
Att när dessa folken kidnappar son.
He didn't do anything.
Så gjorde han ingenting.
He had a gun.
Han hade vapen.
But he didn't use it.
Men han brukte den inte.
Now in the court of the law.
Alltså I dag I rättssalen.
He will be held guilty of the crime.
Så vill han bli skyldig en förbrytelse.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Heard
in the court of law. When they see him that he had a weapon and he didn't use it, they will say that you had a partnership with those people because if you were not involved in this crime, you would have used your weapon, you would have used the power you had.
Då vill de anklaga faren för de ser att han icke brukte det vapnet, så de vill säga då var du sammensvorne med dessa kriminella som kidnappade son för att han gjorde ingenting, hvis de då såg det på kameran.
If you are watching that video and you'll say, man, why didn't this guy use the gun he had?
Och du ser på den här videon och så, varför brukte inte den här politimannen det vapen han hade?
And in the same way, angels in heaven are saying, man, why don't these Christians use the authority that God has given them?
Och på samma måte säger änglarna i himlen, wow, varför brukar inte de den autoritet som de har fått?
They are not people without authority.
Det är ju inte ett folk utan auktoritet.
Jesus said, behold, I give you power and authority to trample upon snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you.
Men Jesus sa att ingenting ska harma dig, jag ger dig skada, jag ger dig kraft över allt fiendsvälde, över skorpioner, slanger, allt.
We need to come to a place where we learn to walk in God's power.
Så vi kommer till ett ställe där vi lär att vandra i Guds kraft.
God has given you power. God has given you authority.
Gud har gett dig kraft, han har gett dig auktoritet.
So don't say, why did God allow cancer?
Så inte säg, åh, varför tillåt Gud kraft?
Speak to that cancer.
Tal till den kraften.
Command it to die in the name of Jesus.
Befall den att dö, Jesu
namn. Take hold of the healing scriptures.
Ta någon av helbredelsesverserna.
Partner with God. Amen. Because God cannot work without a man.
Du måste se det, för att Gud kan inte jobba utan ett människa.
It's not God who allowed it, we allow it.
Det är inte Gud som tillåter, vi tillåter.
Do you know how we allow it?
Vet du hur vi tillåter det?
By doing nothing.
Vi att vi inte gör någonting.
Hear this.
Hör.
Not resisting the devil gives him a legal right to oppress us.
Hvis vi inte står djävulen emot, så får han en legal rätt till.
Let me say that again.
Låt mig säga det igen.
Not resisting the devil gives him a legal right to oppress us.
Hvis vi ikke står djevelen imot, så får han en legal rätt till å undertrykke oss.
So many people believe in this weird sovereignty of God doctrine.
Det er mange som tror på denne merkelige Guds suverenitetsdoktrin.
Oh brother, God is all sovereign, brother.
Ja, Gud er all suverän.
But so are
allmäktig.
You, brother. So are you.
Men det är också du.
Oh, God does what he wants to do and you do what you want to do.
Ja, Gud gör det han vill och du gör det du vill.
God in his sovereignty made you a sovereign being.
Alltså Gud i sin in allmakt har gjort dig till ett suveränt människa.
Can the worship team come up?
Kan lovsångs team komma fram?
If you are hungry today.
Om du är sulten idag.
See, you have an opportunity right now.
Du har en anledning.
I'm going to go back to India.
Jag ska tillbaka till Indien.
We will see what we are seeing and even greater.
Vi kommer att se det vi ser och ännu mer.
But I give you an invitation tonight. You can be casual about it. It will make no difference to us. But to you, God has sent me here to you with a mandate.
Du kan vara likgyldig.
If you decide that, Lord, I want to become a vessel of your power.
Eller du kan ta det. Du säger, jag vill vara ett redskap och ta detta mandat.
I don't want to be a powerless Christian.
Jag vill inte vara en kraftlös kristen.
You know, a powerless church, a powerless Christian is an insult to Jesus.
Det är en förnärmelse för Jesus hvis du säger att menigheten är kraftlös eller du är kraftlös.
Christianity is not a philosophy.
Det är kristendomen är ingen filosofi.
The apostles were not giving a witness of a historical Jesus.
Apostlarna vittnade inte om en historisk Jesus.
Jesus is not living in Jerusalem anymore.
Jesus bor inte i Jerusalem längre.
Christ in you is the hope of glory.
Kristus i dig är härlighetens hopp.
You carry him in you. And you have the opportunity.
Du har anledningen.
And all that you have to do is,
och det du må göra,
just become hungry.
Att du blir sulten.
If you are hungry,
om du är sulten,
that impartation will come.
Så kommer detta in.
And I'm
dig.
Telling you, this you will hear this happening in entire Europe. Creative miracle, because most of the Europeans don't believe God will break that spirit's neck of that unbelieving spirit, and Jesus will do such miracles that even the skeptics cannot deny the power of Lord Jesus Christ.
Gud kommer att göra bryta vantroens on i Europa, så till och med de skeptikerna kommer till och måste erkänna att Gud har gjort det.
And guess what? You can be a vessel.
Du kan vara ett redskap.
You can say, Lord,
you know, Herre,
this is one of my prayer.
Detta är en av mina böner.
God, now whatever you're doing in these times, in this outpouring, I want to be a participator.
Herre, det du gör i dessa tider, i denna utgjutelse,
I just don't want to be a spectator.
Jag vill inte vara skeptisk och se på avstånd.
So let God fill you with his power.
Så låt Gud fylla dig med den kraften.
whenever we go, you know, people keep saying that, the service was very anointed. Oh, the preaching was anointed. What does that even mean?
Folk sier, oh, Guds tjeneste var salvet, prekenen var salvet. Hva betyr egentlig det?
It simply means that the hand of God was upon that service.
Det betyr ganske enkelt at Guds hånd var over den gudstjenesten.
What is anointing?
Men hva salvelsen?
Anointing is the power of God that is flowing through a human vessel.
Det altså Guds kraft som flyter gjennom et menneskelig kar, redskap.
And as you humble yourself and you come to a place where you want to participate, you can receive the same grace, the same anointing.
Men når du ydmyker deg, så kan du bli en del av den samme nåde og salvelse.
You have a choice.
Du har et valg.
Either you can live as a powerless Christian,
du kan enten leve som en kraftløs kristen,
and seek sympathy from people.
Og så søker du sympati og medfølelse fra folk.
I'm telling you, it's so easy if you just make a decision. That's it. Everything changes.
Men når du gjør en beslutning, så forandrer det seg.
Just one decision.
En beslutning.
You know, when our church started to grow, before that, I just used to preach the word, that's it. I was more of a teacher of the word.
Ja, før menigheten vår begynte å vokse, jeg var mer en sånn lærer i ordet den gangen.
And the Lord said, you are doing the ministry of the word, but you're not doing the ministry of my spirit.
Så sa han til meg, du gjør tjenesten i ordet, men du gjør ikke tjenesten i min ånd, av min ånd.
So give opportunity in the church
so gi anledning I menigheten,
where people can get filled with my spirit.
At folk kan bli fylt med din ånd, min ånd.
You know, one crazy thing that I've seen all around the world is
en underlig ting som jeg har sett over
hele verden. Every church is praying for revival.
Alle menigheter ber om vekkelse.
You know what's the crazy part?
Men det underlige er,
nobody wants more than 1.5 hour service.
At ingen vil ha mer enn 1.5 time lange gudstjenester.
Send revival.
Oh Gud, send vekkelse.
But please take care of the time.
Men pass på tiden.
Well, have you studied revivals before?
Har du studert vekkelser før?
Do you really want revival?
Ønsker du virkelig vekkelse?
Or you keep your schedule above God?
Eller timeplanen din viktigere enn Gud?
Can we really come to that place where we say,
kan vi virkelig komme til det sted hvor vi sier,
Lord, everything that is mine belongs to you.
At Herre, alt det som mitt tilhører deg.
You know, in our church, and I'm not just trying to say it to prove a point, but what I'm saying is our normal services are 5 to 6 hours. People don't want to go home. Because when the presence of God is there.
Bare si dette for å gjøre poeng, men i gudstjenesten vår, så bare de 5-6 timer, folk vil ikke gå hjem.
I mean, like, how many here love fishing? You like fishing? Or you do fishing?
Mange av dere som liker å fiske her.
Or you do any sport? I have never seen people who say, I'm going to go fishing, but just for 1.5 hours.
Men jeg har aldri sett noen som liker å fiske og sier, ja, jeg skal fiske, men bare 1.5 time.
When you do what you love.
Men når du gjør det du virkelig liker.
You don't see your watch.
Da glemmer du klokken.
Why is it that when we are in church, then we become so sensitive about time?
Hvorfor blir vi så veldig følsomme for klokken?
Can we keep our watches aside and seek the Lord?
Kan vi legge bort klokken og søke Herren?
And just come before Him.
Og komme inn for Han.
And say, Lord,
si, Herre,
Europe is ready for revival.
Europa er klar for vekkelse.
Not our schedules.
Ikke vår timeplan.
But you.
Men du, Herre.
Do what you want to do.